And welcome back. You guys are here with us at the Golden State Media. Yes. At the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media News Podcast. And I am your host, Tasia.
I'm Pauline.
And I'm Ravina.
And we got some...
sticky news to share with you guys.
Sticky news. I love it.
So if anybody knows the pain of waxing, it's women. We all know.
Yeah.
We've been there, done that, cried, blood, sweat, tears, been that emotional route. It's hard.
Ravina, tell us more.
Because there's so many different areas you can get waxed.
I get my eyebrows threaded because.
That hurts too.
No.
Yeah, that hurts me too.
Threading is nothing compared to getting your eyebrows waxed.
I get my eyebrows threaded and I literally just start crying. My face is sensitive, so I think just in general, just anything, just pulling on your face and around your eyes, like even when I got my nose pierced, my eye got watery.
Oh yeah,
I think it's just that sensation because threading is literally like
it's like one hair to
tweeze you one hair at a time.
No, but it's like multiple hairs at a time.
It depends who you go to because I have a lady where she does it very fast. Like my eyebrows are done in like 3 minutes max, so the pain is like. But if you have a threader that goes.
Slow.
And you were just like,
what does she go like? What does she go like?
So like a tennis wrangler. But.
Well, and but I go ahead.
We're so stressed out about this. Go ahead, Pauline.
No, well, I was going to say, because like when I would got my eyebrows waxed, like then sometimes like underneath my eyebrow, it would be like if the wax was too hot, then it would be like discoloration. Burn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then by the time the discoloration and the burn goes down, my eyebrows are bushy again.
I didn't get to enjoy my look. I didn't get my eyebrows waxed anymore because that happened to my mom where it actually changed the color of her skin.
Yes.
With her being lighter, fair toned.
That's what happened to me. It was
burning her skin, literally.
It was burned and it was really dark for underneath my eyebrow for a while. Mm-hmm. And so it just looked, and I was like, great, I'm going to always have, you know, this mark on my eye.
Yeah, that's why with waxing, you have to be very careful with the temperature of it, the consistency of how much you put on it, because it's literally you're burning your body to pull out hair.
It's not worth it, honestly. Just get your eyebrows threaded. Shave your legs. Well, I mean, okay, I just sound like a hypocrite if my friends
shave your legs.
I love waxing my legs. I'm not going to lie.
I would.
Waxing my legs is thebomb.com.
If it didn't hurt, I would definitely do it more often.
No. Okay. Well, if you, because I wax my legs like myself sometimes, but then I also have gone to like the wax center, and when the lady at the wax center does it, she does it like in really like long strips. So like it goes by like really fast and it doesn't hurt that bad.
Really fast.
No. So, I mean, or if you shave or if you use Nair, like, whatever. People are always
I used Nair for a while. That was my thing.
I think that the only bad
until thing I stained a bunch of shirts.
About
just, it smells funny.
About waxing is, to me, the grow out stage, you know, when you're like waiting for your hair to be like.
Because you
enough.
Can't justify paying like $30 to get only half your arm waxed. You got to wait till all the hair grows back.
Right.
And that sucks. That part sucks about waxing.
And so the reason why we are discussing this is not because we are here to share with you guys our beauty secrets. I mean, if you guys do have any questions, we're always down for it too. But a man was live tweeting.
His name is Chris Jones.
Chris Jones. Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones.
Mr. at My Second Empire. If you would like to follow his Twitter handle.
Everybody and just needs to go read these tweets.
He live tweeted his first experience of getting his back waxed. Now, granted, I have never had that large of a surface area ever waxed. So I can't imagine.
This reminds me of the 40-year-old version.
Oh, I have not seen that movie.
You have not seen?
No.
In that movie, he gets his chest waxed. And that's when he screams, oh, Kelly Clarkson, you know, and like seeing those commercials. Like, because he's literally, this is improv, he's getting waxed. And you can see his skin, like, getting, like, little beads of blood because it's.
Oh, because it's, like,
pulling,
literally ripped
it's
out
so
from the
much,
follicle.
So much hair being pulled out of his
well,
out of his body.
So Mr. Chris gave us a live presentation of what was happening during his waxing session. And it's actually really, really funny. And so, oh, Tayshia, do you have some of those tweets?
I do.
Read us a couple of those funny ones.
He says, by popular demand, I am about to live tweet my back's wax. Hello, smoothness. Goodbye, followers. I guess he thought people were going to be upset about this. So he was like, just heard the word. Today is my first day. This plan has no flaws. So he goes on to say, here we go. That wax is hot. And bottom left quadrant, holy. And then, you know, he keeps it going. Holy, holy Christ. What is he going to be able to do? He's just honestly scared. He's saying that he's been fooled into this, honestly.
Right.
He shouldn't have.
Somebody told him it wasn't going to be that bad.
He didn't think it was going to be as painful as it necessarily was.
And I think it's funny because if you go through his tweets, some of his other tweets and things like that, because he even mentions, because there's like a period where he doesn't tweet as quickly as he had been.
Yeah.
And so he even says, oops, sorry, passed out for a minute.
Like, you know, like he was in pain.
So if you are interested, you like I said.
He even says certain things like, my nose is running like I just ate a curry, moving to the shoulders.
Yeah,
so he, like you said, I've never had such a surface area be waxed.
But guys' hair is generally way more thicker than girls.
True. I know. I actually feel bad for him. And like if you go through the tweets, you could kind of go through the entire process with
of how badly it was hurting him, because he says he was like almost too sweaty to type. His like his palms are just like so clammy.
So then he
almost swallowed his gum. Dramatic. How do people do this with their genitals in our generation for women?
Gosh.
So he's just rest in peace to that one. That's how he felt.
I don't think he'll be doing this ever again. But I mean, you know, if you've never tried getting like anything waxed, I mean, you can get your underarms waxed. I waxed my underarms. I love it.
Oh, that nice hurts me the most.
Really?
That's the most painful thing.
I think so. I think underarms are but
I feel like that would be the easiest.
But it depends on where you like go. Because like I've had some people do it and it's like I'm going to cry. And then there's other times when like I get it done and I'm like, oh, we're done. Great. Perf.
Perf.
I don't like, I personally prefer like hard wax and not strips. So that to me makes a
The
really
hard wax
difference.
When the wax dries on
and then you just pull it off itself.
I think that that definitely makes a
bigger
difference.
I feel like that's the
difference.
Most natural way to go about it.
And then there's like sugaring.
It doesn't always get stuck to the paper.
True.
And then they have to go back and do it again.
And then that's it really rips your skin. It can be
so
dangerous.
So we are going to cut it to a quick break. And when we come back, we want to discuss with you guys bullying and things like that that's happening on social media and what one company is trying to do to combat to promote their anti-bullying campaign. So keep it locked here. You're listening to the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
And we're back with the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast, and we've got some, you know, not so nice topic that we always like to talk about, but it's definitely something that is very important.
Right.
That we're bringing awareness to slowly.
Definitely.
Slowly but surely.
Yes. So there's been a new anti-bullying campaign that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And they are the I Am a Witness campaign, and they debuted their anti-bullying emoji.
And so it was debuted, and they are trying to raise awareness with bullying, especially social media bullying and bullying over the internet and things like that, which can be for some kids and even adults too. Like it happens just and it happens to everyone. It doesn't happen just to regular people. It happens to celebrities. It happens to boys, girls. Yeah. It really doesn't matter whether or not because I know that some people think that, oh, if you're an athlete or something like that, like you don't get bullied. Like it happens to athletes. It happens to kids that don't play sports. It happens to everybody. And so this campaign is
they're opening it up to like the public. So they posted on their social media platforms. It's a contest to design a new emoji and like a new logo for the company that basically is all focused on bullying. And so they want a graphic, an emoji that will encapsulate that. So we'll so will be of course fun and be attractive to the millennial generation and younger, of course, because now they want kids.
They want to help adolescents and teenagers silently communicate that they won't tolerate bullying. So that's why I believe they want to use it in the form of emojis, because just today's day, the digital world, everybody's on their phones. That would be the perfect way to show that you're not about that. You're against it as well. And something such as so subliminal as them trying to gear it to be like an eye. In a way, like the that's the way like the emoji would look like, some kind of quoted eye circle, something of a graphic of an eye.
Right. And so I think it's cool, like you said, and I think it is a really good way, especially because the audience that they're trying to really target is adolescents. And unfortunately, because it's not unfortunate that younger people are starting to hop onto social media, but because of that, that is another avenue and another way that people are getting bullied, is through cyberbullying and things like that. And so they are trying to combat that, and they're trying to bring awareness to that. And I know that a lot of kids, they're making it, they're making it attractive, but they're making it kind of cool and
definitely
things like that,
cool.
Because it isn't a cool thing to bully people at all.
Not at all. And they're making it into a legit contest and like an event type of thing, to where like you put the eye in the in a quoted bubble, and they're making the challenge, we call it the Witness Creativity. So they're making it be, you know, kids have to show their creative side, get very into the launch, and they want to promote beauty and call out bullying. So that's like the whole purpose, to just kind of bring everybody together and show diversity, and just kind of bring everybody together as a whole, instead of everybody competing against each other. Just show how all different types of graphics can come together to be one picture, which is really cool.
I'm interested to see what some of the artwork that's going to come up out of this.
Pauline, no, go ahead. I like how it's peer, like they really want it to be peer-to-peer led, because the best way to have somebody listen to somebody or relate to somebody is when they're going through the same situation or they're around the same age. Yes. So it's not somebody older telling someone younger, like, if this bullying's happening to you, blah, blah, blah. It's starting an internal conversation among the kids and the adults and the preteens, teenagers. Everybody is in the same age group going through this together.
Yeah, and I love how they use the word witness, because you saw this, you witnessed it, and now it's something that you do not agree with, and you want to necessarily make an active stance to proactively change this and make it into something better for our future and for the next generation, for everybody around you. And I love how like the contest itself highlights more than a dozen examples of emojis and artwork. So that's just showcasing a lot of different talented kids that would have never even had the chance to be shown without this contest that has to do with anti-bullying. And that's just going to bring a lot of, most likely you would hope, anti-bullying to all different schools and education, because if kids are going to be focused on doing a contest to win towards creativity to stop bullying, hopefully kids are smart enough to realize you shouldn't bully somebody for trying to be an anti-bullier. You know how some kids, like, not always the artistic kids are the ones that are looked up as in school, and they're the ones that are teased and whatnot. But now that they're doing something artistic towards a cause that is anti-bullying, you will look very stupid and like a bad person if you now go and bully people when this is literally their purpose that they're putting out. Yeah. You know? So it's just an amazing thing. And it's quoted saying, in the end, we just want to empower teens mostly and to take action to let the world know that when they see bullying, that is not cool and it is not okay.
Yeah, because it's really not. And people sometimes have to deal with it silently, and they don't have, not everybody has someone that they can talk to or discuss certain things if they are being bullied, or if they even see people being bullied. Because that's another thing which is really difficult too, is when you see somebody else getting bullied mm-hmm. and not feeling that you can say something.
Yeah.
And, you know, because sometimes we see, there are some of us, like, we'll see something happening and we'll feel really bad about it, but we don't really know how to change it or how to make a difference and yeah. stop it. So I think this is a really cool campaign, and I think that they're going to do, I hope that a lot of people compete with it, like, you know, and participate.
Because they're opening up to anyone 13 years and older, and they're perfect. Adding a lot of little different creative concepts to the campaign, because okay. they're even adding like a 15-second music video, like splurts to it, that go to Alyssa Carr's song Scars
to Your Beautiful.
Yeah, Scars to Your Beautiful. Oh. So they're making it very kid friendly, you know, and it's not just about bullying as well. They're making it very creative, very uh-huh. now, today, music, artistry, all that, all around entertainment for
them. They're appealing to everybody's senses.
Exactly.
Visually, they're stimulating them.
Emotionally stimulating them.
Through audio.
Music. So, exactly.
I'm excited for it. I kind yeah. of want to participate in it, but I'm not creative at all.
I know. I can't draw.
And I can't think of something.
And the winner will receive $3,000 yeah. to be used as their design
yeah.
to be in the emoji.
That's actually really, really cool. $3,000. And then also to know that your graphic, your artwork is going to be used by whoever downloads the emoji keyboard.
Yeah.
To be against against bullying and things like that. I think that's actually a really cool prize. And honestly, if they would have even been giving away like $1,000 or $100, like, I mean, that's a lot of money. That's cool.
Just the fact that they're giving away money and then putting emoji in an actual app for people to buy in an app store and it now be shown, and that person's yeah. gonna be recognized.
Like, legit. I would be cool with just having my artwork being able, like, available for others to use.
Yeah, or just like an Instagram page to show that this is yeah, me, like, the fact that it's like a legit emoji. It's
yeah,
it's,
that's so cool.
Imagine if you're like for that specifically.
A teenager, and that's so awesome.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. So that is I Am a Witness campaign. So if you are interested in participating in that, or if you want to, or if you know of someone that would be, definitely get into that contest. Because like we said.
Yeah. And if you would like to vote or be a part of it, mm-hmm. public voting will begin on November 10th. And the winner will be announced on the November 21st.
Perfect. So speaking of bullying, mm-hmm. we need to discuss somebody who is pretty well known, I would say, because Jeopardy.
Definitely.
Yeah, Jeopardy's a common
family show.
Yeah, and people you watch like, it with your grandmas. We even played Jeopardy, like you know, in school, like when your mm-hmm. teacher's trying to like quiz you because you guys have a test next week or something. Like they try to make it fun,
right?
And then they use Jeopardy. We used to always play Jeopardy in my French class. It was actually a lot of fun.
I played Jeopardy a lot always in class, like especially like history yeah. class. History and science was always used for Jeopardy to figure out those answers.
So what happened with Jeopardy? Mr. Alex Trebek, who is the host of Jeopardy, so he's the one who's you know, making all the statements and calling all the contestants, he is under a lot of criticism right now due to him actually, and I would say this is kind of bullying. I really would say this as being a bully. One of the contestants that was on the show, because when you get on the show, for those of you who are not aware, like at the beginning of the show, he'll come up to like your little contestant booth, we'll call it that.
Ask you a little personal question.
Yeah, you know, so you can introduce yourself. So us as the audience, we know who's playing. It's fun. It makes it like family fun and things like that. And mm-hmm. so one of the contestants that he had up on there, she mentioned that he asked her, what does she do for like fun? Does mm-hmm. she have a hobby? What does she like to do? Tell us, you know, what do you like to do? And she mentioned that she is into a type of genre of music, which is called, I believe, nerd hop.
Nerdcore hip hop.
And it's basically hip hop music. Like, so like some of them has like rapping
beats and stuff
and
like
things
that.
Like that. And I actually, after reading this article, like I looked up nerdcore hip hop, and it's some of it's kind of catchy. I'm not gonna lie.
It's like, have you seen those videos of people who put their own YouTube videos and they're like nerds talking about like science and stuff, but like that? Yeah, but it's and they to rap, a hip hop beat. Yeah, and they rap about, it's like that. Like video Michelle games. Obama, how she came out with that recent video, you know, of her rapping.
Yeah, that could actually like probably nerdcore be nerdcore. Yeah. And so I looked it up, and some of it was kind of fun. And of course, some of it went over my head because I don't play video games regularly. But so some of the things that they were saying, I didn't understand. But a lot of the other stuff I thought was like fun and like funny and things like that. It's not necessarily something that I would listen to all the time, but I'm sure people would say that about some of the music that I listen to. They would be like, what is this?
Yeah.
So
Alex Trebek, he had the nerve to call her a loser.
Yeah. So she was like, well, I'm into nerdcore hip hop. And we, you know, it's basically nerds. We rap about things that interest us. And he was like, oh, so like losers. And she was like, oh, well, nerd. Like, you know, like, because what do you say to that?
And, you're like, on TV. The look that he gave her after, like, that, like, grin.
Like, duh. Like, hello.
Like, you're a loser.
Yeah. And it's just so rude. And first of all, like, one.
He threw the most shade, like, palm tree planted.
Yeah, yeah.
In.
What? Is right that another saying? Her. SoCal
it's
saying?
It's just, no, just.
Just the palm trees bring a lot of shade, you know?
I get it now. I had no idea.
So, it's just, and it's on TV, and it's like, why would you. I'm okay with poking fun and laughing, and I laugh at myself, and but there's even times when I know that I've said something really corny, and like I'll look because I'm like, did anybody else catch that? Because I think it was hilarious.
But
that
I
was
think just it's different when it's coming from your rude. Friend.
But no,
you know your friend's joking.
I don't know you.
No, yeah. But
this is like, a game show on
national television.
I think what it has to do with is the fact that he embarrassed her.
Yes,
is what it comes down to, because he didn't smile and say like, oh, like I've never heard of that, or nerds, you guys know how to rap, like what kind of rap song, like, you know, like he didn't inquire more about something that he clearly probably I would assume does not know about, because if he's gonna brush it off as just being losers, which I just thought was just very rude.
Yeah,
and she's telling you, like, you asked her a question to tell you about herself, and you're gonna just shoot her down.
He just generalized a whole group of people to be just because true. You're smart and you like to talk about things
and that you enjoy video like this, games or
this is whatever. Literally like textbook high school situations.
Yeah, it you was do not really like, a bully.
Like, oh, what, all nerds are considered losers? Like, what is even a loser? You know, that wasn't cool at all. Nerds, it's a nerd because they're smart and whatever they portrayed in that persona of American society portrayed them to look like, but they were smart. That doesn't necessarily mean that they were a loser or were incapable.
Yeah, I thought it was really distasteful. I really did. And it was
And so did the rest of Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter is going crazy. Some people, of course, thought it was funny. Whatever.
Thought he was ice cold.
But then when you think about the fact that he's making fun of somebody's feelings, it's not cool. And I just, you got to do better.
It's just the sad part how Twitter is talking about how this simple fact that it's a show on Jeopardy. And then he's going to be like, oh, look at this loser. You know?
Yeah, like, and it's like, it's Jeopardy, dude.
Yeah. So now she's a double loser now for you.
No, but it's like she's a contestant on your show.
Yes.
Like, you know, and you have to be somewhat book smart in order to do well on this show, or at least have really like a lot of life experience to know some of these answers and be versed in multiple genres and versed in multiple subjects in order to even make it
an attempt to be on Jeopardy,
let alone actually.
Yeah. And it's
doing
like, Alex,
well.
You are the host. So if that says like what you're saying, Pauline, you have to be quote unquote a nerd in some kind of way.
Yeah,
to be
whatever
able to
that
be a
con- yeah.
yeah, whatever that means to be a contestant on the show. So my thing is, are you a loser too, Alex?
Hello. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like one of those things that I see what you're saying when it comes to that. So, of course, he's under a lot of scrutiny. I believe that he does owe her a public apology because he embarrassed her publicly.
Oh,
I truly believe. And I don't know how she feels about it because I haven't heard much from her end as far as whether or not she is over Jeopardy, whether or not she did take it to heart. I don't see how you couldn't take something like that to heart. She's probably, I would assume, I would want a public apology on the show because that's where you embarrassed me and that's where the audience is. And
even though she was still being a champ about it, like, she didn't turn around and throw shade back. You know what this whole situation, it reminds me of what happened with Steve Harvey mm-hmm. when he crowned the wrong Miss Universe pageant. Yes. I think it's just because they're both game show hosts, and but Steve Harvey did apologize. But when you're on national, right. mm-hmm. when you're on national television, for
he
sure, this
read
is
the
not
card wrong. At the end of the day, he that guy
there
that
was no intent. What was his intent, right? Mm-hmm. So we're definitely going to keep hearing about this story because he is not going to get away without apologizing.
Not at all. So now we're definitely going to have a ticket to a commercial break, and we'll be right back with our GSMC social media news.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be.
And we're back with the Golden State Media Concepts social media news podcast. And to wrap up today's episode, we actually wanted to give you guys just a little kind of recap and some more information on what's going on with Kim Kardashian West and her robbery that happened in Paris. So she still has been, for the most part, MIA from social media.
Right. Yes.
But she did do some subliminals, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what happened, Ravina?
So she made a statement without saying anything on social media. She unfollowed people. And that was it. She's downsizing her life. But everybody is like, who's she unfollowing? What's happening with that? Because I think a lot of people, like we've heard before, were saying that her robbery was fake and mm-hmm. like she made it up. So I think that's caused her to go into more hiding and just being more reserved.
Yeah.
And it's, so she hasn't really posted anything new either.
She hasn't posted anything at all. Mm-hmm. She hasn't been on social media in any type of way. She hasn't been on Snapchat. She hasn't been on Twitter. She hasn't been on Facebook or Instagram. Just recently, Khloé and Kourtney just got back to Snapchat and Instagram, and Kylie honestly never disappeared, but that I feel was also because of the fact that she was, that has to do with her business. She was launching a lip kit, you know, right after the incident happened, so she didn't have the means and ability to just disappear from social media when you're letting everybody know that your stuff is coming out through social media.
Yeah,
but
you know,
it's just, yeah.
But Khloé Kardashian actually just went on Ellen. Mm-hmm. And she was talking to Ellen about obviously what happened with Kim. And so she said that Kim Kardashian is not doing well after being robbed at gunpoint in Paris.
Sure.
Yeah. And I quote, "It's incredibly traumatic what happened to her, but our family is super close and great, and we'll get through it together."
Yeah. So she's still obviously very scared and not wanting to. There hasn't even been that many paparazzi pictures of her being out in public at
but all. It is a wake-up call for sure. And, you know, it's good on Khloé, and I quote again, "I think it's just a wake-up call to make a lot of life adjustments," end quote.
But so the they're sad taking part is that she shouldn't have had to make any life adjustments, honestly speaking.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't have had
like
to.
Yeah, like her life
all
shouldn't have been threatened.
All she did was post a picture of herself with a nice ring and a grill on Instagram, and next thing you know, she got robbed. People post pictures of their jewelry and that type of stuff all the time, all over social media on a daily basis. To the point, Tyga is being questioned by court authorities because he is buying Kylie Jenner expensive rings and cars. So yeah. I don't feel that she should have to change her life because people are crazy and stupid and want to do these things. If anything, it's going to be a life adjustment in regards to your security and the people you keep around you and who you tell and what you let know about where you are. But I wouldn't adjust how I live my life and what I portray to my fans and who she is as her fame. It's like her showing herself in like jewelry or naked pictures. It would be like she's not Kim Kardashian in a way if she's not indulging in that fashion and that lifestyle. So mm-hmm. it's like she should not have to be. She's married to Kanye West, of all people. He's the most unapologetic person out there.
Right.
She shouldn't have to compromise who she is because people are stupid. I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. And it's really wrong. And it's sad that now she has to go silently delete people from her Instagram because people aren't having her back. Like, there's been some celebrities who personally said out loud that they, you know, well, another social, you know, another Kardashian thing that happens. And that's just not nice. No one should have to go through
this. And I think that, I'm not quite sure, like, of course, why she decided to delete unfollow some people them. On
Do we even know who she all unfollowed? Is that, has that been, like, reported in any means?
But I do think that, like, I think it is a good thing that she's trying to stay a little bit more low-key with things, at least just, like, right now. Only
I hate it, because
not that I'm saying that she should change who she is. What I'm saying is that she should be taking this time to, like, recover.
Yeah.
And oh, for sure. So there's be no with her need family, to be with her kids. On social media. There's nothing. There's she's nothing not to missing show. Out on anything. Like, mm-hmm. what is, you know, there's nothing to post. There's nothing to update us on. There's nothing. There's no need for us to know what she's doing, where she's going, and why. So that's why I think it's a good thing, because she needs to just not.
And if she's laying off from work, there's not much. Yeah, to show
she's canceled her like recent experience. Appearances at the Hakkasan in Vegas, and you know, her and her makeup artist Mario, they do tours in Dubai and throughout the world where she's his model.
Yes.
So she's had to cancel that. So yeah, she's not posting, no public appearances. And I've read somewhere too that it's costing her a lot of money to do this. Like, why would she fake this robbery? You know, like,
oh, it's costing her millions of dollars.
Million a month.
Her,
yeah, because she can't keep up the appearances that help her make this extra money. And as far as the followers go, it doesn't say who she unfollowed. It mm-hmm. just says that she scaled back to 108 when she was previously following 121 people.
Oh, that's a significant amount of people to go and cut out of your sorry, circle.
Well, if you only have 121 to follow.
But like 21 to 08, like, you know, mm-hmm. you deleted a good,
so,
good
and I know
amount
she
of your
probably,
friends. Girl, you got to go. I'm looking at Pauline like, girl, mm-hmm. she mad.
So I'm not going to make Tayshia's cut.
When you get unfollowed on Instagram, it was serious.
Or it could have just been Kanye like, no, no, no. Give me your phone.
Yeah, but they do things together, though. They approve what they both put on social media together.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. So maybe it was
so
Kanye
they were like,
who unfollowed
this person
got
to go. This person got to go. But she approved it to be unfollowed. It was her
or
social
maybe
media.
She doesn't care anymore. Like, yeah. Because since this is a life-changing event.
That's
like,
true.
I've had an experience where I wasn't robbed or anything. Yeah. But I, at one of the dorms that I was staying at when I was in college, mm-hmm. a guy was trying to get in. And he stayed at my door, knocking on my door for like till 2 o'clock in the morning. And he just was, and he was really drunk. And I was by myself. Like, you know, it was like one of those
That's
things.
Scary.
And yeah. ever since then, like, I always keep my door locked now. And like, even at home, in my bedroom
oh,
door,
yes, lock
I keep
your doors.
The door locked all the time and things like that. And it was one of those things where then I didn't want to like sleep by myself for a couple of weeks after that, because I was just like, and I moved out of that dorm that summer, all of that. And that was just a guy just banging on my door all night long, you know? And so I can't imagine
someone taking you out of your bed and then putting
out of
you in.
Yeah. You know, and tying you up and locking mm-hmm. you and into a bathroom, and you don't know what's happening, threatening you. Who knows? Maybe they were yelling at her. Maybe they just went in there silently. Who knows what they? Yeah. And I don't know which one would be worse: having somebody come steal some stuff from me and not say a word, or yell at me while they're doing it. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, if
and
they don't say anything, you don't know what they're gonna do with you. Are
right.
they gonna kill you
and
toss your body?
Maybe she isn't necessarily the one. Maybe she is, because you're right. Because I know that she is very active as far as like her image, mm-hmm. and that is. But maybe this is one of those things where now she does not care.
Yeah, she's
at least for a while.
Take control of that
like
situation.
She's just like doing whatever is, because I believe she is going to counseling and things like that. So perhaps it was something that was some advice that was given to her. Or maybe these people that she unfollowed had said comments that we don't know about that were negative towards her situation. So she's like, I don't need any of that mm-hmm. at all.
But I don't think she even trusts social media to post something.
Well, yeah,
you don't. You don't. You lose the trust. And it's like, what's more important? You have kids now.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those.
And it's going
it's
to
like
be
a sticky situation.
How
it plays out.
Develops. Yeah. Yeah.
So this is definitely going to be the end of our episode for mm-hmm. today. So you can find us at our company website, gsmcpodcast.com.
Yep. iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. as well as on iTunes and
you can find us on
iTunes. Why am I so into iTunes right now? But you can also follow us on Twitter as well as on
Facebook.
If you want to follow Tayshia on Instagram,
I'm Ataj, AYYTAEJJ.
Ravina, she's on Instagram as well.
Yeah, I'm Ravina Negra, RAVINANAGRA.
So look
and
up.
You don't want to give your Instagram handle, Pauline, over here trying to act too bougie.
Whoa.
I am just taking my cues from the Kim Kardashian. So from Kim Kardashian.
Good one.
Yeah, she's.
That's not really
my Instagram name, guys. I love
hiding from social
media. No, my Instagram is very easy. It's at Hamus Parker underscore. So.
Hamus Parker.
I just wanted
Pauline to say it. Honestly.
There are quite a few Hamus Parkers. So I guess we'll just have to play the lottery. Maybe we'll get lucky. So, all right. We'll talk to you guys next time. We're out.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Social Media Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.